Cosmic Mission, Elio de Mares e Marques, FRC, Grand Master of the Portuguese Language Grand Lodge. In this podcast, which is a reading of his presentation at the AMWORK World Convention in San Jose, Grand Master Elio de Mares e Marques discusses the many incarnations that led up to the Imperator we know as H. Spencer Lewis.
Who gave thought to the human being? That inspires and guides our race, offering us the most sublime grace. Who brought the rose together with the cross? Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. We attribute to Dr. Harvey Spencer Lewis the founding of the Rosicrucian Order, an organization that emerged at the beginning of the 20th century. As its founder, Dr. Spencer Lewis has a characteristic that, if confirmed, largely clarifies the existence of AMWORK and Rosicrucianism itself as a millennial school. Who is he? Who was he? We will be able to understand the connection between traditional Rosicrucianism and modern Rosicrucianism under the auspices of the same master and spiritual protector. Thesis. The fundamental propositions are, number one, an esoteric organization should necessarily have a spiritual leader. Number two, the spiritual program of improvement of the soul personality happens through several incarnations. Number three, there is an unbreakable power of energy formed by the cosmic essence, intensified by mental power from both material and spiritual beings, which constitutes what the Rosicrucians call the egregore. Number four, there are individual missions so important for humanity that their spiritual leaders are instructed to perpetuate them as a cosmic purpose. In this year, which commemorates the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the current cycle of activities of the Rosicrucian Order, we pay our sincere tribute and seek to better know the one who, by his own determination, effort, and enlightenment, can be called a Rosicrucian master. This thesis is based on affirmations from H. Spencer Lewis himself that we absolutely consider reliable, extracts of his works, books written by him, monographs and documents that we also consider as reliable sources. You all know that I have yearned for the moment of the great transition or enlightenment for some time now, which is clearly indicated in my birth chart as well as having been predicted in all my communications with the Invisible Masters. This means that Dr. Lewis achieved a state of cosmic consciousness as was predicted in his birth chart. The following revelations were made with the purpose of showing that our order is not a common order, and its grand mission of perpetuating the great work assigns the order an obligation that distinguishes it from all the others. That is, the order has its own history, which is indissolubly associated with personages, groups, and historical facts, and considering all of them, the order is placed in a very special position that makes it responsible for the progress and the development of humanity. With the journey of the pilgrim to the east in his pursuit of the light, the formation of the order in its current cycle occurred in a revealing way as to the authenticity and the legitimate connection with the Rosicrucians of the past, as well as establishing the significance of its restorer and imperator, H. Spencer Lewis. Dr. Lewis mentioned in a document, "My meditations on Thursday evenings made me notice that there were other personalities in the backstage of my mind to whom my intimate personality sometimes talked or requested them to talk to me. That is how I noticed that, in most of the meditation periods, seven superior minds were present, each of whom had a distinct personality and a specific expertise which they imparted to me about material and spiritual subjects. I was able to recognize among them a superior intellect, reserved and careful in speaking, noble and divinely attuned, who expected to be honored and obeyed. This personality, as well as the others, seemed to be part of my own self from the past. I could not manage to explain this combination of personalities inside and outside of my own existence or mind, and just recently I found an explanation. It seems, then, that all these so distinct personalities are previous incarnations of my present soul and mind. It seems also that in the recesses of the mind, which is perpetual and constant with the soul in all of its incarnations, there are niches or chambers where the peculiarities of the conscious existence of each incarnation is kept and forever preserved. Thereby, the soul can have 12 of these chambers, each one of them representing a possible incarnation of the soul, where the file of the memory of each incarnated personality is registered and immortally preserved. Consequently, the mind of the human being in each incarnation is cumulative, a result of addition and combination of all the minds of the previous personalities. In my own case, there were only 7 previous phases of the soul, or, in other words, 7 chambers already completed in the cycle of the soul, and my current personality or conscious existence will complete the 8th. Antithesis. Although there is a possibility of the book Unto Thee I Grant having been written by Confucius or Lao Tzu, it was concluded, however, in the light of research, that this hypothesis was not plausible. It was not possible for a person born in Tibet or in the mountainous interior of Asia to be familiar with rocks on the beach, waves, riptides, or even creatures such as crocodiles that exist in Egypt but not in Tibet. There are several indications that, as presented in the book, Amenhotep IV, Pharaoh of Egypt, wrote most of this book. As Imperator, H. Spencer Lewis wrote using his own name as well as several pseudonyms, Tsar Alden, Profundus XII and Profundus XIII, Nedla, Royal Thurston, Sri Ramathario, Sri Saubita Bhikkhu, and Wishar S. Serve. Thereby, it seems to us that the author Pharaoh is the same Tibetan Sri Ramathario and is actually Dr. Lewis himself. Subsequently, we have the following declarations of Dr. Lewis. I will tell you what I found out about my past incarnations so you can see that it is possible to remember the previous incarnations at a certain level. One is an incarnation that may have occurred several centuries ago in which I was Chinese, tall and robust. This person indicated in his expression a mystical and highly developed personality. He seems to be always wearing a Mandarin vestment, quite detailed, and held a parchment in his hand. For political reasons, I was taken to Tibet or another similar place. After the Chinese incarnation, I was aware of several others. Sometimes, certain aspects of these personalities appear and place me in a strangely complex psychic state. I remember the study of several languages, such as Latin, French, Spanish, and Italian, as well as natural sciences, superior math, philosophy, general chemistry, physics, alchemy, logic, besides the ecclesiastical education from the age of 21 to 39. I was finally ordained as a priest, and after serving in several churches, I was nominated to the high office of superior in a parish which had many churches and about 12 other priests. My studies in the fields of philosophy, alchemy, and others led me to mysticism. I was in contact with some mystical schools from the south of France, which, at the time, were intensely developing in that country. It was natural for me to search for the mystical teachings of the Rosicrucians, as many Jesuits and other priests from the Roman Catholic Church did at that time. Today, I cannot imagine this combination of knowledge except in an extraordinary personality or in an individual whose knowledge of these subjects must come from previous incarnations. This personality had a long beard, good stature, wore brown regalia, a thick belt in the same color, and a necklace with the rosy cross. Our members have seen this personality many times and felt his nature. It is so active in my own subconscious character traits that sometimes it mingles with the traits of my current nature. My knowledge, coming from long trips to countries of the East and to the former Central Europe, as well as from the studies of philosophies and religions, always helps me because this knowledge is like well-preserved books in my subconscious, which I can easily access in certain conditions. Although Dr. Lewis refers to himself as Priest Folio, a name received on the occasion of his ordination, everything suggests that this incarnation became an icon in Rosicrucian history. After the incarnation as Priest Folio, it is said that he was born in Aragon, a former province of Spain, in 1451. In this lifetime, he was also a monk. He went through transition in 1531, only to reincarnate on January 22, 1561, in London. By his pseudonyms and characteristics, we know the active connection with the Rose Cross in turbulent periods of Old World history. He was its most active worker in that incarnation. As Francis Bacon, he went through transition in 1626, reincarnating in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in 1739, in the family of Pauw. His name was Cornelis van Pauw. He was educated at the University of Göttingen, and due to his family's influence, he was introduced in the Order of the Franciscan Monks, finally becoming Canon of Zaan in the Duchy of Cleves. As Cornelis van Pauw, this personality underwent transition in 1799 at the age of 60. According to his last date of birth, 1739, his next incarnation should have occurred in 1883, exactly 144 years later. It would be expected then that this personality was incarnated in some physical body about that time. Moreover, he should have been a man fulfilling the same mission of his soul personality as in previous lives. His works should have followed the same line, his researches should be similar, and his personality should display the same tendencies, the same tastes, and the same aversions. I know that this report will be interpreted as a fictional and mythical story, but the facts are real, and from now on, my life will prove this. Synthesis. What strikes the eye is the great possibility that the Master who has been incarnating for millennia, caring, protecting, watching, and perpetuating the Rosicrucian tradition as its leader may be the same soul personality we know as the person who activated the order for its current cycle. There is a family that originated and lives among common humanity, but hardly is part of it. A family whose members are scattered all over the advanced human races and have been known through the past 40 centuries of the world history. The feature that distinguishes these individuals is their spiritual eyes were open and they can see. The most renowned members of this group created all the great modern religions, starting with Taoism, Buddhism, and, in generic terms, they created the modern civilization by means of religion and literature. They may not have contributed on a large scale to all the books that were written. However, they produced a few books that inspired the most, part of what was written in modern times. Those men dominate the last 25 centuries, especially the last five, as the stars of the first magnitude dominate the sky at midnight. Experiment. In the light of these reflections, we will meditate for a few moments, listening to a song consecrated by Dr. Lewis, which was used by him in his life among us, in order to return from that plane with inspirations and ideas for the world and for ourselves, the walkers on the path.